Jordy said his spirits are up. Obviously, you talk to him more than we do because we haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
His spirits?
Yeah. How are his spirits?
I traded for a pizza.
I mean, he's been positive. You know, he's been, I think the healthier he's gotten, obviously, with time. I think the, you know, obviously, spirits are high, so he's being more talkative. So that's always big. And, I mean, you can ask him about how good he's really feeling.
David, Terrell Suggs, 15 years, but it looks like he can still bring it. What do you see on the tape from him?
A good player. I think he's probably one of the most disruptive of the front. Give me fun. I think last time I did go against him was my rookie year, so be a fun test. I know that he's gonna come in and you know, he's Terrell Suggs for a reason. Been playing for a long time, so it's gonna be fun to kind of battle.
David, what do you like about 37 runs and 25 passes as per game plan?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice to, you know, attack the opponent instead of being, you know, pass sets were more of a retreat mode. I'm the one having to absorb. So it's always fun kind of pinning your ears back and get after the defense.
Hey, what did you like about the way that Williams ran? I mean, Jamal, just the way he ran, he was ready to go and running cats over.
I mean, it speaks to him. You know, I think he went in the game as a third string back, and we called upon him, needed him, and he had to take a heavy workload, you know, 20 carries, and seeing him fall forward and getting excited and, you know, close to breaking a couple, that's what you want to see. So hopefully we can get him in a rhythm again, get him running behind his shoulder pads, and hopefully, you know, this time he stays up and can go yard.
Tell us a little bit about Mays. We haven't seen a lot of him like you have. What do you like about the way he runs?
He's a big guy. I mean, I think people kind of forget he's pretty fast too. And he hits the hole pretty hard, so seen that a little bit. And, you know, if he comes in the game, you know, we're expecting him to not only, one, know his stuff, but two, be able to execute and come ready to play. Because we're going to need all three of the rookies now.
David, what's the key for you guys and your communication with Brett, him with you this week against a defense that, Mike said, likes to pressure a lot and from a lot of different places?
You know, the good thing being about being home is we're able to communicate. Yeah. You know, he can hear us, we can hear him. We're going to be able to see, and especially for me, you know, away games, I'm looking in. So for me to see the field can maybe help key on some stuff. But communication is going to be key. The good thing about this front is Chicago, you know, I wouldn't say the same, but parallel, you know, one another. So definitely got more reps heading into this week, and it should be definitely one that we're going to be having all of our antennas up for.
Have you noticed teams try to take advantage of inexperience on his part by disguising looks and bringing exotic stuff, or do you just anticipate more of a volume of that this week with these guys because that's their package?
I think more just them. You know, obviously in the game, you know, they could bring more and bring more exotic, but I think, you know, from what I've seen, they already do have some exotic blitzes. They, you know, week in and week out, they are very good disguising. I think they got a good defense sound from, you know, front end all the way to the back end.
As a guy who likes to challenge, what do you think about Suggs this week?
You know, like I said before, he's a good player. He's played 15 years, so obviously it speaks to, you know, his sort of preparation both on and off the field. And, you know, he's a disruptive force, and he's you know, playing like himself again this year, so it should be a fun battle. I'm always looking forward to it, so it should be a good one.
Is he a power guy? Is he, you know, skilled because he's got kind of around the league? What stands out?
I think his savviness stands out. You know, his ability to know when to bring power. You know, he's very good at manipulating certain types of rushes, and he's a guy that will, you know, take advantage of your inefficiencies and will take chances when they present himself. Certain veterans have the ability to take certain chances where other guys, they have to keep rush integrity, you know, collapse the pocket, keep outside contain at the end of the day. But, I mean, for him, if he sees a he's an opportunity, he's going to go take full advantage of it. So for a guy like this, you know, you just got to be ready. He's going to throw the book at you.